Elam Perek Yizayim Mishnah Yudbeis V'yesha Amru B'mida Gasa. There were some midos, some measurements that the Chacham measured that with large measurements. The Mishnah goes on to detail which measurements the Chacham measured B'mida Gasa. Malo Tarvit Rakev K'malo Tarvit Gadol Sharoifim. The din is that dust from decomposed human remains is metame like a mace itself. But you have to have a spoonful worth. And the Chacham, when they measured the spoonful of Rakev, they measured it with the large spoon that was used by Reisen, by doctor. They had a large spoon in which they doled out medicine with that spoon, and that's the spoon they used to measure out a spoonful of Rakev that would be metame, the maza, the maza, the oil, like a mace itself. Ugrit negoim kegrit hakilki. The dinit, somebody who has a neck out sarat, the size of the neck, in order that he would become tummy, be the size of a grit, half a bean. When they measured this grit, they measured it with a grit hakilki, a grit that comes from a place called kilki, with a very large grit. The din is that somebody who eats on Yom Kippurim is chayav karet. The mat you have to eat in order to be chayav karet is the size of a kosevet, the size of a date. And when the chacham measured the size of that date, they use a kosevet hagasa, a very large date, and you have to eat the size of the kosevet itself plus the garin, the seed inside it. The nodos yayin b'shemen shiuran kepika gedola shebehem. Flask of leather that holds wine and oil. And a hole developed in that flask. What size does that hole have to be in order that the flask is no longer makabel tumah? So the Mishnah tells us that if the hole the size of a large pika, a large spool of yarn, would develop in the notice of yain and shemen, they would no longer be makabel tumah. The din is that if there are two houses attached to each other, and there's a mace in one house, only the things in the house where the mace is would become tumah. But the things in the house next to it would not become tummy, even if that other house is attached. But if a hole develops in the wall that divides the two houses, and that hole developed there by itself, nobody drilled that hole there, what size does that hole have to be in order that the tumor would be transferred to the other house? The Mishnah tells us, if the hole that develops in the wall that divides the two houses is the size of a big fist, then the tumor would transfer to the other house. That big fist that the Chacham are referring to is the size of the fist of a person named Ben Batir, a person that lived in those days who had a very large fist. Rabbi Yossi yes, no, kereish gadol so adam. Rabbi Yossi said the size of the fist of Ben Batir was the size of a large head of a person. Bishinasa b'diyadam. But if the hole that was drilled in the wall that divided the two houses was drilled by a person instead of developing by itself, in such a case, we don't need that large of a hole in order for the tumor to be transferred to the other house. Shi'uro kimelo makde gadol so lishka. The size of that hole that the person drilled, that the tumor would be transferred to the other house, is the size of a large drill that was used in the Beit HaMikdash that was kept in the Lishka, in the chamber of the Beit HaMikdash, which is the same size as a Pundion Haitaki, an Italian Pundion, a coin used in Italy. These are both the same sizes. It's also the same size as a Selahani Reinus, a cell that was minted by Nero, and it's also the same size as the size of a hole in a yoke. All of these are the same size. If the person drills a hole on that side in a wall that divides two houses and there's a mace in one of the houses, the tumor would transfer to the other house also. Any kli that is made out of something that was taken from the yam, a kli that is made, for example, the ore of a dot, or from seaweed, or from an eighth that grows in the yam, anything that is taken from the yam and a kli is made out of it, that kli would not be makabel tumah. The Torah is calling and learned it out from a pasuk that a kli cannot be makabel tumah if it was made from something that was taken from the yam, from the sea, or from any other body of water such as a river. With the exception of a kli that is made from a kelev hamayim, it's made from the oar, or from the atzamos, from the bones of a sea dog. Such a kli would be makabel tumah. The sea dog is not considered a birish of yam, a creature from the sea, because at times it escapes to the dry land to avoid being captured. So therefore, a kli that is made from a kelev hamayim, it's like any other clean of makabel tumah, according to Rabbi Akiva. Somebody who makes utensils from something that grows in the yam, and as we said, a clean that is made from a gadol b'yam is not makabel tumah. But he attacks that clean material that grows from the ground, does not grow in the yam. Afilu chot, afilu mashicha, darbashu makabel tumah tumah. Even if the thing that he attached to the clean that he made from the gadol b'yam was only a thread or a string, or anything else that is makabel tumah, then the kli is tumah, it's makabel tumah. And even though almost all of the kli comes from something that came from the yam, but since he attached that kli material that is gadol b'aretz, it did not come from the yam, the entire kli now is makabo tuma. As long as the material that he attached to the kli is attached in such a way that had both materials came from the earth, when one of them becomes tame, the other one also becomes tame. It's attached in a permanent way, so that it's considered one kli. That when one of them contracts tuma, the other one also becomes tame. If it's attached in that way, even though almost all of the kli comes from something that was taken from the yam, the entire kli is makabo tuma.